No.
All right, everybody.
Jeff.
Thanks for coming. I apologize for the seat situation. We'll get
this is only our second time in this room, so we're still experimenting with configuration.
Yeah. So last time we did that corner, now we're gonna do this corner.
And then we experienced the rainbow.
We're gonna do that corner. So,
corners.
So anyway, thanks for coming. Right. Well, thanks for coming, and sorry that it's really hectic in here, that it's hot, but it's Philly in October. So, and I had introductions written, but I just think we should start at this point. It's like 8:25. So the order is going to be Jenna Osmond, Craig Wasson. We'll take a break for about 10 minutes, and then we'll have Michael Pizzi. So without further ado, we'll start with Jenna.
Thanks to everybody for coming out in this awful weather. And assuming most of you are like me, like your pants are really wet from the knee down. That's uncomfortable, so I really appreciate your sitting here like that. I'm going to read one piece. It takes about 20 minutes to read. And the story behind this is, do any of you know the Encyclopedia Project? Edited by Tisa Bryant, Brandon Ellis, and Kate Schatz. The first volume came out, I guess, like 3 or 4 years ago. And they basically, it looks like an encyclopedia. They gave out words to writers to write entries for. And they asked me to write an entry for the second volume, which hopefully someday will appear. And the word they assigned me was the word joker. This piece is called The Joker. And some of it is Philly related. So hopefully afterwards, if you have any suggestions, like if I didn't quite get it right, please let me know. All right. And it's also, I should say, it's kind of an essay. It's an essay poem of sorts. Is the dog ready? In medieval times, the Joker was misfitting. Physical or mental differences kept him on the sidelines of cultural norms. His role was to play the outsider, the one not held to rules of decorum. In the king's court, only the jester could openly criticize the king. Some might say only the jester was allowed to speak truth. And this is why, in the card games that made use of them, jokers always trump the high values of the royals in the pack. They wreak havoc on business as usual. Sugars. The theater director, Augusto Boal, created a joker system as part of his theater of the oppressed. As with the court jester, Boal's joker has social flexibility. He can jump in and out of a performance, taking on a variety of roles, asking the audience for criticisms and suggestions for revision. He can comment on the king's law, the altered principles seemingly carved in stone, and suggest that such legislation be rewritten. Sugars, all not above. The Joker is not always so noble. By definition, he is unknowable and unpredictable, a wild card, a hidden clause in an otherwise transparent law. And this is the OED definition for that particular part of the definition, a hidden clause in a law. Quote, 1904, New York Evening Post, 11 May. They are all nervous over the possibility that there may be a hitherto unperceived joker in the present bill. 1914, S.H. Adams, Clarion, 241. Even her simple mind grasped the joker in the contract. 1928 Daily Express, the surtax was slipped into the Finance Act of 1927, very much as a joker is occasionally insinuated into an American Tariff Act, That is to say, surreptitiously, without anybody except those in the know being aware of the significance of what was happening. End quote. 1897. Sugars all not above, number 16 Dutch standard in color. Tank bottoms, sugar drainings, and sugar sweepings, syrups of cane juice, Malata, concentrated Malata, concrete and concentrated molasses. This joker keeps out the light-colored sugar, a secret pact in refinery. The Philadelphia Mummers Parade takes place every New Year's Day. It's a tradition that goes back to the 1700s with vague connections to the 18th century mummers plays performed in the streets house to house in England. After the Civil War, the Philadelphia Parade became a regularly organized phenomenon and gained official city sponsorship in 1901. Today's mummers parades feature about 15,000 participants who march, perform, and strut for 2 miles over the course of 8 hours. They're divided into three divisions, the comics, the fancies, and the string bands, and all of you know this, so this is for the audience that's not in Philadelphia. Sugars. It is said that the comics divisions take their cues from Momus, the Greek god of satire, mockery, and criticism. Momus's jabs at the all-powerful gods ultimately got him kicked off Olympus. Similarly, the chaotic Philadelphia comics have caused their share of controversy by their portrayals of current events, political figures, and racial stereotypes. In 1947, there was an outright ban of political content for the comics. In 1964, the city-mandated ban on blackface met with serious resistance from parade participants. And although blackface has been replaced by multicolored layers of face paint, the shadow of minstrelsy is still very much present. Since the early 20th century, the theme song of the parade has been "O Dem Golden Slippers" by the minstrel show composer James Bland, and the famous mummer strut that accompanies it is often described as a cakewalk. Sugars, all not above.